USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. District Court judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions as they arrest people during protests that have gotten out of control in Portland and pitted local officials against the Trump administration. Federal agents deployed by President Donald Trump have arrested dozens during nightly demonstrations against racial injustice that continues to turn violent. Democratic leaders in Oregon say federal intervention has worsened the two-month crisis, especially after both the governor and mayor stepped aside and asked the police to stand down. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mossman said the state lacked the standing to sue on the behalf of protesters because the lawsuit is a highly unusual one with a very particular set of rules. Protesters in Portland continue to target the federal courthouse, setting fires outside and vandalizing the building that U.S. authorities say they have a duty to protect. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
America's teachers are concerned about the upcoming school year, and USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A large majority of America's school teachers say in a new survey they are worried they'll be exposed to the coronavirus in their classrooms if classroom learning resumes this fall. A Gallup poll finding 3/4 of teachers are either very or moderately concerned. About half of Americans in other jobs are very or moderately worried about exposure to the virus as well. The survey showing 74% of kindergarten through high school teachers would prefer to work remotely. I'm Chris Barnes.
The first hurricane to threaten the United States since the start of the coronavirus pandemic is bearing down on Hawaii. Meanwhile, two storms are churning in the Atlantic, and one could reach hurricane force before bringing significant flooding to the Texas Gulf Coast. In the Pacific, it's Hurricane Douglas growing into a major Category 3 storm with sustained winds of over 130 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Two Christopher Columbus statues in Chicago have now been removed by the city at the direction of the mayor until further notice. Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office said at the direction of the mayor until further notice. Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office said in a statement the move is about an effort to protect public safety and to preserve a safe space for an inclusive and democratic public dialogue about the city's symbols. The statues were removed from Grant Park and Little Italy's Arago Park after protests, demonstrations, and violent clashes with police. Crowds cheered overnight as the Grant Park statue was removed. The statue in Little Italy was removed early in the morning. Last week, a group of protesters clashed with police officers at the statue in Grant Park. Many of them tried to tear it down and attacked at least 18 officers during that demonstration. It's been 11 years since the last federal minimum wage hike, the longest span since the baseline wage has gone without an increase since it started in 1938. Since the last federal minimum wage hike to $7.25 an hour starting July 24, 2009, the cost of living has increased over 20%, while the price of essentials such as housing and health care have increased even faster. That has left many low-wage workers with little financial flexibility or savings. The average rent back in 2009 was about $1,132 adjusted for inflation, but housing costs have soared in the last decade, pushing the average rent to over $1,400 in February, over 30% higher than the typical rent